If you dream of managing short-term rentals as a side hustle or a full-time career, and like many people out there right now, you want to take action on making dreams come true because who knows what tomorrow will bring, we want to invite you to join us for co-hosting coaching live. You guys, it starts this coming Tuesday. If you're already on our email list, you already know about this opportunity, but just in case you aren't, we wanted to pop in here and quickly let you know.
Co-hosting Coaching Live is a 5-week, 10-session group coaching program. Each week, we will have 2 sessions with both Sarah and myself to help you build that strong foundation anyone would need before kickstarting their co-hosting business. Head to www.thanksforvisiting.me/co-hosting to join this opportunity by tomorrow, Friday, June 26, 2020, to reserve your spot.
So I know we're not giving you a whole lot of time, but if you're listening to this episode after doors to co-hosting coaching live close, do not fret. Head to www.thanksforvisiting.me/co-hosting and join the wait list for future co-hosting educational opportunities. Now, on to the show.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Oh, it's good to be back in the same room with you, Annette.
It is.
All right. How do we kick off each and every episode, listeners? We share you and your short-term rentals because it wouldn't be this amazing community without you joining us each and every week. We encourage you to get on Instagram. It's a great platform to share your spaces with others. And if you use the hashtag STR Share Sunday, STR stands for short-term rental. We follow that hashtag and we are excited to share anyone who uses it here on the podcast and of course on our own Instagram account as well. Who are we sharing this week, Annette?
We are sharing at Chick In on Main. I'm going to go through this slow though. So it's at Chick, C-H-I-C-K underscore in, I-N-N underscore on underscore Main. Amazing.
It's a historic home that is family friendly and it's beautiful.
Monica is the super host. And the cool thing about this Chick In is there's chickens there and you can rent the whole property or just a room. She has hundreds of reviews, but something that really stuck out to us that Monica has done is she did a Zoom meetup with her community of fellow hosts. In Somerville, South Carolina, she went out of her comfort zone. She hosted it. And it's what Airbnb and short-term rentals are all about. And it's community. And so not only is she doing it with her guests, she's doing it with her fellow hosts. We encourage you to host a meetup in your town. Sarah and I do that here in Columbus. And it has been wonderful. We've met so many people, a lot of connections plus friends. And we just want to shout out Monica for doing that. And if you can do that in your town, reach out to us. We'll give you some help with that. And we just love that she's opening up her whole home and just one room.
Because to put it in perspective very quickly, listeners, Annette and I are actually looking to get away this weekend to work on some Thanks for Visiting stuff. And it's just the two of us. And so if there is an open night, we then have to, you know, see what place could either be willing to move in their price if we only use 2 bedrooms of the 6 available. Or so it just gives flexibility to your space. And we should, I don't know if we've ever talked about how to do that, but we can cover that in an upcoming episode. But it's actually quite easy. But yeah, great job with this home. Again, it's Chick In on Main. Go on Instagram, give her some love.
check out her logo. She even has custom mugs. She's doing the thing.
She's branding. I love it.
All right. On to our episode, Sarah.
Okay. So if you tuned in last week, we had a very very important episode. It was also kind of like big thinking. It was about making sure that everyone, if you're interested in making co-hosting a job for you, a very enjoyable job, that it's very important that it's just as important who you choose as your cleaner, who you choose as the laundromat you go use, right? All those things, your vendors. It's just as important that you align yourself with the right people who are your clients, right? The property owners. No matter how you choose to run your business, whether you choose the co-hosting style, which is the preferred style of Thanks for Visiting, or you do rental arbitrage, regardless, you're going to have to work with property owners. Okay, so that was last week's episode. And we want to kind of go in deeper into the world of co-hosting and how amazing it is, especially if you are already interested in the short-term rental vacation rental world, because it can be whatever you make it in terms of your income.
Correct. What we want to dive into today is how to take, we're going to do exact numbers.
Yes.
On a property. And we want to teach you how this can be supplemental income all the way to full-time replace your career income. And we're excited to give you exact hours, exact numbers, and open your eyes to this. And I want to share my personal story that when I got quit from my job, like I like to say, if you don't know that story, I helped build a brand and then it was time for me to go. But I was looking for something where I understood how precious my time was, but I also understood what my lifestyle was and what income I needed to replace. And I was on the prowl everywhere online for what was next. I wanted to be my own boss. I wanted to be in control of my time and I wanted to be as mobile as possible. I got served up a ton of different ideas from, you know, maybe I could buy a franchise. That was a huge investment and really, I was probably going to have to do something brick and mortar. And then it was like, oh, maybe there's multi-level marketing or network marketing, you know.
What does that mean, Annette?
So just a few of them out there. Maybe it's a beach body coach or there's a plethora of makeup companies where I would sell to my network of friends and family and then obviously others. But there's also a lot of times inventory involved in that. Mm-hmm. And the next thing was like, oh man, do I go back to school and learn something new? All of those got big freaking X's because that was not going to happen. And that's when I started co-hosting. And we're going to break down how that one co-hosting supplemental income grew to 2 to 3 to 4 to where we are now. And so let's give them numbers. Let's talk numbers because when Sarah and I started, this wasn't out there. Like I didn't know how much money I could make. It was literally a huge guess. And so we want to help you understand going from a couple of $100 extra a month all the way to a couple of $1,000.
And what that means, right? It's like, okay, congratulations, you're making $5,000 a month. Well, what is that time commitment? What does that mean? And also I know how frustrating it is when you hear things like, well, your market is different than mine. So it's really hard for me to give you numbers. So we're going to give you a little bit of homework here. We're going to explain to you where these numbers come from and you may have to adjust them to match what's going on in your marketplace. Mm-hmm. So you do have to kind of have your finger on that. And it's pretty easy to figure that out. So obviously we're in Columbus, Ohio. Columbus, Ohio is a thriving Midwest metropolis. It's in a greater Columbus area. There are 2 million people. I would say in the downtown or close to downtown area, there's like 900,000, a million people. Our real estate market is incredibly strong. A lot of people are moving here, it used to be just from Ohio, but now they're moving here from other states. It's very exciting. We are not a vacation destination. People do not come here to vacate their current home and come to Columbus, Ohio for a relaxing weekend getaway, or at least in the traditional sense of like going to, you know, a beach town or what have you. Although I do have some clients who have they live in the sticks essentially, and they come to the big city for the weekend and it's adorable and it's great.
It's all relative.
But just to tell you, we serve mostly, so we have OSU, which is arguably the largest university in the US. Mm-hmm. We have a ton of headquartered businesses here. So we have a lot of business guests, family guests, visiting family, parents of students at OSU and other educational institutions. What else, Annette? We've got some decent sports. So people mm-hmm. come for games. People come for, there are a lot of obviously concerts. So we get that kind of traffic.
Conventions. Right. I don't know if you mentioned conventions.
We have a pretty big convention center. We do. Okay. So just that's what, I just want to give you a makeup of what Columbus, Ohio is like so that when I tell you this next part, you'll be able to do the math in your head and how this might work in your own market.
And keep this in mind when you're deciding on where you are or maybe where you want to go, because of course, this isn't like Hawaii.
No, this is not Hawaii, you guys.
We're not trying to trick anybody here.
We're not San Diego. We're not even Seattle, right? Like there's something about Seattle and the tall trees that bring a lot of people for like vacation. This is different. It's an urban short-term rental situation.
But the way we like to slice it, we're going to give you some specifics right now.
Yes. Well, I'll start with the kind of property that we're going to talk about. Okay. So imagine, if you will, listeners, you got a one bed, one bath, tastefully decorated. It's not dated. It is taste. You look at it online and you're like, ooh, I could see myself there. If you go to reach for it, it's there. It's truly a thanks for visiting approved property.
But still fairly
budget
basic.
Friendly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We'll say, pool, no hot tub.
No.
No, you know, just a parking spot and.
Correct.
Some Wi-Fi.
Sure.
Some coffee, but it's great.
An essential kitchen.
And safe and clean.
Yes. Okay. So that's worth one bed, one bath. And then, and we're going to say occupancy, at least in our business, is right around 85%. That's where we like to kind of keep it. If we go any higher than that, our pricing is probably a little too low. If you go any lower than that, our pricing is probably a little too high.
That's the sweet spot.
And I will also tell you, listeners, we are going to be very conservative with these numbers. So the number I'm going to give you about monthly gross revenue is conservative in terms of like most months, it's actually probably more. But I want you to know like bottom of the barrel January situation. Like January is not a very busy month for us here in Columbus, Ohio. And also we're going to go over the time commitment. It's also conservative. So you actually probably spend less time, but we wanted to go with more just to give you like the worst of the worst case scenario. So you could truly understand what this means for you.
How much is it going to make a month?
It's going to make around, I'm going to say around $2,000 a month to keep math easy.
Okay. And just to give you something to parallel it to, listeners, the long-term rent for this property would be?
Probably $1,100.
Okay. So we're at $1,100 long-term, $2,000 short-term, but I'm co-hosting it. How many hours am I going to spend on it and how much money am I going to make?
Okay, so we're talking monthly here. You're going to spend, Annette, 4 hours in total in the month communicating with guests and updating your listing total. You're going to spend 2 hours coordinating with your cleaning team. You are not cleaning this one yourself, although we'll talk about this later. You could if you're just doing one. 1 hour of research and development, meaning that you are becoming a better host each and every day by continuing to educate yourself with new tactics, new way to please your guests, your owner, what have you.
Podcasts.
Correct. Thanks for visiting. 48 minutes a month with client relations. So you're going to invoice your client. They're going to have questions for you about what have you. So an average of 48 minutes a month communicating with them. 40 minutes a month shopping. Now that sounds like nothing. You're like, Sarah, I can't even get to Amazon and check out in 40 minutes. But we have some very dialed in systems here at Thanks for Visiting that we teach our students. Actually, we're about to open doors to co-hosting coaching live, which is a 5-week 10 coaching session, group coaching session, educational course where we show clients that, you know, how dialed in you can make keeping your supply closet tight so that you're not shopping every time you need something. So on average, my team spends 40 minutes a month shopping, 20 minutes a month doing audits. I'm going to do it really quick one last time. 4 hours communicating with guests and updating your listing, 2 hours coordinating with cleaners, 1 hour with research and development, 48 minutes client relations, 40 minutes shopping, and 20 minutes doing audits. An audit means you're going to walk the property, make sure everything is as you expect it to be. So that equals 8.5 hours each month for this one property. If you take that $2,000 that you are making on the property and you break it down on the average commission that a lot of co-hosts in our areas make, it equals $50 an hour.
Boom. I like it.
So, but if you take $50 an hour and times it by 8.5, that's an extra $425 in your pocket each month.
Yes.
Which is much more than grocery money, I think. Well, maybe it's about grocery money.
A couple of things that I took into account when I was choosing what my next steps were. Okay, am I going to work at a restaurant? Am I going to work retail? Am I going to become a VA? and I didn't know these numbers at the time, so I took a stab in the dark, but any of those things, there was no way I was making this much money an hour. But more importantly, I was doing it. We do this from our phones and or our laptops. So we do want to let you know there are some tools involved. Like, yes, I need to have my car, but I could Uber most everywhere if I needed to. I do need my smartphone. We do use a few apps that total around $20 a month. You don't need to do that. But I think the key here that I really want you to understand is this word freedom. Freedom to, and I'm legit with this, freedom to wear what I want. Freedom to, I take my parents to a doctor's appointment, but still be helping my guest, you know, go to my nephew's spelling bee, go to my best friend's happy hour. This is the stuff that I wasn't able to do when I was making, when I had a full-time job. And so that's part of this 8.5 hours at $50 an hour that is truly irreplaceable. So I can't give you dollar amounts on that. And what Sarah and I want to chat about is, great, let's say you're trying to pay off debt, or you're retired and you need a little bit of supplemental income, or you're saving for a family vacation or your kids' college, whatever that may be, this is scalable.
So that's the most magical part about, and can I, for just for a minute, listeners, if you like, thanks for visiting, if you like the short-term rental scene, you have definitely probably been served up on Instagram, on Facebook, these ads for short-term rental type educational courses promising six figures in 6 months or $1 million your first year. And are those things true? Yeah, they are true. That is not necessarily what Annette and my goal is with our short-term rental boutique business. But I want to tell you that what they're essentially saying, what I want you to take away from anytime you see that, is just how scalable this business is. Because if you have one property, two property, three properties, and you take that downtime, if scaling is something you want to do, that's the cool thing too. We don't want you to feel like you have, like, making six figures in 6 months should be your goal. There's nothing wrong with wanting to make an extra $500 a month, extra $1,000 a month. Nothing wrong with that.
But we do, we want to make you aware of the possibilities. Honestly, our goal is we want to get emails and direct messages from all of you that said, hey, I made an extra $500 to I made an extra $5,000 to holy smokes, I quit my full-time job. That's our goal, is to serve you, because we feel like we can't keep the secret to ourselves, that we need to share it, because we know there's amazing hosts out there and property owners are looking for you.
Right.
They are looking for partners like you to give them this opportunity to get into the short term versus long term.
And here's the thing. So if you wanted to scale, even if you wanted to scale to 15, 20, 30 properties, okay, you take your time that you're spending with 3, 4, 5, and then you start introducing systems, whether you build them out yourself or you leverage paid apps, you do that before you need it. Because as you bring in more properties, it's less of like 8.5 hours per property. Don't think of it that way. Because once you have that system in place, it becomes much less time per property overall.
Correct.
Now, we are not preaching setting it and forgetting it. Do not mistake us that keeping a tight relationship with your properties and make sure everything is dialed in for each and every guest is what is going to set you apart from other people in this industry who are truly just in it for those profit margins. Because you're going to lose sight of the person on the other end. Yes, yes. And your owner. Because if they're not taking care of the property, the guests are leaving negative reviews, it's just not good for your owner either. But okay, but if you build that system out while you have time, as you add properties on, it becomes so much easier. It really does. And then, so let's talk about this. If you're, let's say you don't save time the more properties you add. Again, let's stay really conservative in that. If you take 40 hours a week divided roughly by the 8.5 hours per month and you want to replace a 40 hour a week job, you would need 19 properties to be a quote unquote full-time host, which again, that is just, I'm being incredibly conservative.
Those are our numbers.
They're just really conservative numbers for you, but that's 90K a year. Gross, but that's not nothing. And it's, again, like Annette said, there's freedom to it. And I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, Annette and I prefer, we enjoy the co-hosting method versus the rental arbitrage method. There are some reasons for it. We aren't subject to leases. So we don't have any leases following around. We're not promising anything other than what our contract agreement with our clients say. It's very much win-win. We don't have to invest in furniture when we're taking on properties. There's no like five, even if you're like those people out there who somehow figure out a way to spend little money on a property. It's no investment.
Let's talk about that. I think that's something that gets skipped over. Well, for co-hosting, because arbitrage, you're going to have to buy a couple $1,000s worth of furniture. And I know like times one property, a couple thousand, then five, then 10, then 15, then 20. Here's the deal with co-hosting that, again, like light bulbs are going off in my head. I've always worked in small business and I always knew what our startup costs were. Mm-hmm. And most of the time there was an SBA, like a small business loan. There were credit cards. There was this looming debt. Always, we almost always had an office space, had some sort of rent responsibility. Take that out of it. You do not need startup here. You don't have to buy the furnishings. You don't need to have an office. You don't have to pay that rent. That is something also I just really, there is no risk. I mean, I guess there's always risk, but as far as like me having to say, hey, you need to stroke this check for $5,000, $10,000, that didn't happen. Like I said, when I was looking for something, it's like, hey, franchise? Well, yeah, I need $50,000 to even start, just to like start the franchise relationship. Even multi-level marketing, most of the time, I still have to make a $200 investment. If I want to go back to school, right. I'm like, hey, I got to make that commitment to school. So
now I don't want you to also think that we're not saying this isn't, you know, hosting short-term rentals is a lot of work. If you're good at it, you put your heart and your soul into it, because hearing a guest's great feedback means the world to you. And the minute someone gives you constructive criticism, you're like, how can I improve that? And then you do everything you can to improve it. But another reason why we gave you these numbers is because then you can take, okay, if Sarah and Annette are saying conservatively in January, the coldest month of the year in the Midwest, I'm going to bring home $400 per one bed, one bath, well-located property. Now you can do that math and figure out how many you'll need to reach that financial goal that you have for yourself. Maybe you're a stay-at-home parent and you want something to do between the hours of 10 and 3. There's just, the possibilities are truly endless.
And again, when I started doing this, it was to make some supplemental income so I could decide what was next. I didn't think this is what was next.
Right.
I thought this was like
the interim,
an interim thing of me trying to figure out, is real estate something I wanted to do? Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the beauty of it too. Ooh. It was like, hey, how can I get into this world of real estate and not have to have a ton of money to put down? And I had no clue this is the turn it was going to take, but I want to keep that. I mean, I know a lot of people during the specific time that we're recording this, there's a lot of things up in the air. What's next? Where's my job going? Maybe you don't have a job right now. I mean, I found myself there. I was kind of, I don't want to say, I look back now, it was the best thing that ever happened, but I was kind of forced into figuring out what was next. And that's what's great about it too. It could even be this stopgap, because I was able to work on some other businesses I was working on during that time to get those up and running. My Airbnb business was helping me do that. And it was income I knew that each month was coming in, because like I said earlier, those other businesses were, I needed to have capital to get those up and running. And I relied on my co-hosting.
And two things. One being, like we said, the one, two, three, maybe even four properties, you could probably not only co-host, but turn them over. And I would say for a one bed, one bath, a fair wage to turn over a property is somewhere in the ballpark of $40, you know, to turn it over. So add $40 times it's averaged out to 6 turnovers a month per property. I mean, that's extra income in your pocket too, if you have between the hours of 10 and 3 open to do that. Now, you've got to be present. You got to be there. You can't be like doing anything else while you're turning it over. But you could.
Yeah. And I did my own turnovers, I think, for an entire year. And so I know exactly how much time that took. And I did. I made more money then, because I was keeping it all, but it also gave me a great opportunity, listeners, to understand what it takes to turn over, what an excellent guest with like very light footprint, like I like to say, they leave heavy footprints or light footprints. And I could tell you exactly what both of those things mean, down to like how many towels they used, how many dishes,
yeah,
all the things. But we do need to touch on. If you want to turn these over yourself, that increases that amount by a couple of $100s at least.
Another cool thing with the co-hosting model is I can't tell you how many beautiful relationships I now have with these individual property owners who are real estate investors, either on the side or full time, and just the doors it's opened for both Annette and myself, not just signing a lease with someone and then not having a relationship with them. Now, it could be argued that someone gives you, you know, 50 of their properties in their giant building, but you're just more of a vendor then. Whereas with co-hosting, you truly are this partner in their property, and that kind of relationship can take you who knows where. It's a really beautiful situation that happens.
Right, we're still uncovering that.
Yeah, you know, we're sharing this episode with you too because it did take us a while to figure out, you know, the hours, the dialed in hours, what it really could, how small of time it really could take you if you dial in your systems and you take all the years of someone else's work and learn it and then put it into this business model, how rewarding it can truly be.
Yep.
And we wanted to share that with all of you today here on the podcast.
If you have any questions, reach out to us. Like we said earlier, this is something that we want to serve our audience with. We've created a course. We're going to keep creating courses about it. We're going to continue to teach it.
Actually, if you happen to be listening like on the Thursday that this episode airs, which we do get a lot of downloads on day one, if you happen to be until tomorrow, Friday, June 26th, Second. Okay, we're terrible with this. But if you happen to be listening to this on the Thursday this comes out and you are interested in learning how to co-host, yes, it is Friday, June 26th. The doors close to our course, Co-Hosting Coaching Live. It is a live coaching with Annette and myself over a 5-week period, 10 sessions total because it's twice a week. Feel free to join us. We would love to have you. If not, fine. Keep tuning in to Thanks for Visiting. We love sharing everything we can with you. Email us hi@thanksforvisiting.me. We always respond. If you have ideas of content you'd like us to deliver to you, give it to us. We are always taking ideas. If you've got a great story you want to share, we'd love to hear your pitch to be on the podcast. But I think we've rambled on enough for today, Annette.
Yeah.
I'm Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.